Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're going to talk about a new organization called Carry the Load, and joining me to discuss that is Stephen Holley, Jr. And Stephen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Now, I understand you're the co-founder of this organization?
Yes.
And you're a former Navy SEAL?
Correct.
Former SEAL, probably always a SEAL, right?
You bet. Got off active duty about 11 years ago, but still a very integral part of who I am, for sure.
And how many years were you in the military?
8 years.
And can you tell us where some of the places you served and some of the things you did?
You bet. I was going through training. Went through BUDS, jump school, advanced training when 9/11 happened. So got to SEAL Team 5 on November the 1st, 2001. And over the next five and a half years, did four deployments to two in Southeast Asia, and then my last two were in Iraq.
So this your service in the military has seriously impacted your outlook on life.
You bet.
And where did Carry the Load come from?
Carry the Load was born, really born out of a lot of pain, anger, frustration, sadness. And it was another gentleman who served with me in the SEAL teams, and we both ended up back in Dallas. And it was on the heels of losing some friends of ours that we'd served with in about 2010 time frame. And Memorial Day rolled around, and he was at a, you know, he was at a backyard barbecue, typical of what a lot of people do on Memorial Day. You know, it's the first 3-day weekend, kicks off the summer. He was at a barbecue, and in his head, he was wrestling with the sadness of just losing some friends of ours. And in the midst of this party, you know, no one ever acknowledged, said anything about why they were really there, about the Memorial Day holiday. And so the next morning, he put on a pack and started walking around a lake that's there in East Dallas. And it was during that walk, and the easiest way for me to explain it is, you know, guys from our background, physical pain equals emotional purge. So he was dealing with the emotion of the loss and the sadness through physical pain. So he's walking around the lake on Memorial Day morning, and in the midst of that walk, he walks past an older gentleman who he surmised, based on his age, his appearance, and the way he was carrying himself, was a veteran himself. And as they pass each other, the older gentleman looks at him and says, "Hey, son, who are you carrying?" And the articulation of "who are you carrying" made sense to Clint. And so Clint popped his earphone out and said, "Excuse me, sir." And the guy looked at him squarely and said, "Son, who are you carrying?" And that's where Carry the Load was born. So we got together shortly thereafter, and he told me about the experience. And we thought, what if we could craft an event where people, whether they're connected to the military or they're not, they could come out on Memorial Day and have a meaningful experience. You know, it's a celebration, but it's also what, you know, how to experience that holiday the way it was intended to be. And through that event, we're going to raise money for nonprofits, other nonprofits that are supporting veteran military, law enforcement, fire and rescue in some capacity across what I call the continuum of care, which it's a broad continuum. And third, how do we craft an event that we can kind of put a bow around and hopefully give it away to other cities so that they can raise money for those constituents?
So this was really born out of Memorial Day, remembering the friends that you've lost, which is what Memorial Day is for.
You bet.
To remember those that have we've lost in service to their country, and the fact that a lot of Americans, use that and other holidays as just another 3-day weekend and an event to have a barbecue. But we'd like them to take a moment and observe the meaning of the day. And on our show, we do a live show for 3 hours on Memorial Day and talk about what the purpose is and what's going on and all of those events. So out of this event, you and he started Carry the Load, which I understand is a nonprofit dedicated to providing active, meaningful ways to honor and celebrate the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes, not just military, law enforcement, firefighters, rescue personnel, and their families.
Yes, and what started with one event in Dallas in 2011 with probably 500 or 600 registered participants, and we raised about $100,000.
So tell me about that first event. What was it? Was it like a ruck march for anyone that wanted to participate?
It was our signature event. Our hallmark event is in Dallas every year, Memorial Day weekend, and it's a 20-hour event. And it's the beauty of the event is there's no minimum, there's no maximum. It's whatever you want the event to be. So we get a lot of people that come out, a lot of families, a lot of strollers, a lot of it's a very family-friendly event. But on the other end of the spectrum, we've got a lot of guys and gals that you know that they're there for a very specific reason. You can see it in a number of different ways, and a lot of them will go for 20 hours straight.
So they're honoring someone they lost.
You bet.
We're talking to Stephen Holley Jr., who is the co-founder of Carry the Load on Minnesota Military Radio. So you had that first event, and you've had additional events around the country. I understand that you've got a new event coming up here in Minnesota on May 6th.
We do. You know, the Twin Cities is always... I've always had a personal connection with a lot of family here, spent a lot of time here growing up, vacationing here a few times with my wife and my kids. And what started as one event in Dallas in 2011, today we'll be in 60 cities during the month of May, in addition to two national relays. One, the East Coast National Relay, we're in our sixth year. Our West Coast National Relay will be in our third year in these relays. East Coast starts in Boston. West Coast starts in Seattle. And these relays walk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during the month of May, all the way to Dallas. And it's essentially a billboard for Carry the Load and Memorial Day and the importance thereof. So when you look at East Coast and West Coast, all right, where's the next logical leg that we add to this? And it's, you know, right down the...
Get to the upper Midwest.
Right down the heartland. And so that's why we're here in the Twin Cities. And we're having a rally this year in 2018 to build some momentum. And next year, hopefully, we will have that Midwest, or that what I call the Heartland Relay, that'll start here in the Twin Cities. And we'll go down through and meet up with both East Coast, West Coast, and, again, culminate with our big event in Dallas.
So you want to start one next year that starts in the Twin Cities and heads down 35 to Texas?
You bet.
All right. Tell us about May 6, 2018, where it's going to be in Northeast Minneapolis?
It'll be in Northeast Minneapolis. Again, a lot of family connection here. And Abel Seed House and Brewery is going to be the venue for our rally here on the afternoon of May the 6th. And, again, that's special to me for a lot of different reasons, but not the least of which is my first cousin, very close friend since, you know, we've been running buddies since we were very young, started this brewery about 3 years ago, and it's a phenomenal venue, and I'm extremely excited to be in Northeast Minneapolis and to show the folks of the Twin Cities what Carry the Load's all about.
So how can our listeners participate?
You can go to carrytheload.org, and we'll have a link there that will give you all the details on the event on May the 6th. And not only on May the 6th, but if if you got friends, family elsewhere in the United States, again, Seattle to Dallas, Boston to Dallas, there's plenty of ways to participate across the country, whether that's volunteering, whether that's giving money, or whether that's coming out and walking. And any of the three are a great way to get involved.
Okay, now you told me earlier that Carry the Load raises money with these rallies and these walks, and next year you're going to start one here from the Twin Cities and go down to Dallas. How much money are you raising, and what type of charities benefit from this money?
Great question. In 2011, I told you, first event, we raised about $100,000. To date, we're over $16 million. That we've raised.
Good work.
It's crazy how it happens. And the vast majority of that money is raised by our participants, peer-to-peer fundraising. In 2010, $25, you know.
Small increments. And it comes in, and you put that money back into the communities that participate.
Yes. And so every year we go through a process with our one of our committees in Dallas where we will take applications for what we call our nonprofit partners. And this year we probably had 100 different applicants from across the country. And we, through a very tough selection criteria, we whittle that down and we'll designate 20 to 25 every year that we're going to focus on.
And those would be charitable organizations that are supporting our veterans, our service members, and their families.
In some capacity. Again, there's a vast continuum of care, whether that's mental health, whether that's job assistance, whether that's, we've got some very, very interesting, what I call unconventional recreation programs that are around mental health and transitioning veterans. You can go to careload.org and find out a lot about our different partners across the country. So we have these events, we raise the money, and we pay for the event, and then we give it all away.
Last question for you.
Yes.
That Memorial Day when you talked to Clint, did you ever dream this would get to this point?
Never
had a notion. But life takes you in some funny places, doesn't it? And as a SEAL, it's got to feel really good to raise those funds, recognize those whom we've lost, and return those monies to the families and the veterans that need help. We're doing a great job. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Holley Jr., the co-founder of Carry the Load. And for more information, please go to carrytheload.org. There'll be a rally in the Twin Cities May 6, 2018, up in the northeast side. Once again, go to carrytheload.org for more information.